Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Tributes and praise are pouring in for former President Jimmy Carter, who's been under home hospice care for about a day and a half now. CBS's Jim Krasula says the 98-year-old Carter has survived a series of health emergencies over the years.
Former President Jimmy Carter has been in and out of the hospital recently after surviving a dire cancer diagnosis in 2015. Mr. Carter underwent brain surgery in 2019 to relieve pressure caused by bleeding after a series of falls, some of which left the former president with a broken hip, a black eye, and stitches. He was quickly back to teaching Sunday school, though, and volunteering with Habitat for Humanity. Jim Krasula, CBS News, Plains, Georgia.
President Biden is set to fly to Poland Monday. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy is in Warsaw and says Ukraine and China are topics of concern for the administration.
The Secretary of State says China has already been providing Russia with economic help off the battlefield.
The concern that we have now is based on information we have that they're considering providing lethal support.
Antony Blinken tells Face the Nation that help from Beijing could include weapons and ammunition for Russia.
The head of the United Nations condemns North Korea for the latest round of missile launches. The regime fired two short-range missiles into the Sea of Japan following U.S. and South Korean military exercises. The BBC's Jean McKenzie in Seoul says more drills are planned for next month.
Kim Jong-un sees them as his enemies rehearsing for an invasion. His sister, Kim Yo-jong, has threatened to turn the Pacific into a firing range if they go ahead with their drills.
In New Orleans,
a
Mardi Gras celebration turns deadly. A shooting during the crew of Bacchus parade kills one person. Four others, including a five-year-old girl, were wounded. Police do have someone in custody. A transformer fire plunges thousands into the dark and grounds planes for a short time at Oakland International in California. KCBS Radio's Mike DeWald.
The fire at a PG&E substation caused traffic lights to go out, suspended the use of bridges connecting Oakland and Alameda, and cut power to tens of thousands.
We were able to gain access into the PG&E yard and found that there was a transformer actively burning inside of the yard.
Oakland Fire Battalion Chief James Bowren. The Oakland airport was temporarily without power as well, which halted all operations for a time.
In Florida, a winner at the Daytona 500.
Ricky Stenhouse has won the Daytona 500. Ricky,
the call on Fox Sports, he won in double overtime and under caution. It was the longest running of the so-called Great American Race at 212 laps. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com, STIHLUSA.com.
This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now during Staples Sit-a-thon, select chairs are up to 50% off, like the Union and Scale Essentials Mesh Back Task Chair. Now just $89.99 at Staples. You save $90. Plus get 2 2-ounce bottles of Purell hand sanitizer free with the Staples Connect app. So take a seat or two right now at Staples, the working, learning, and saving store. Ends 2/18. In-store only. Purell limit 2 while supplies last.
God, I'm so stressed. It's a brand new year and our business is busier than ever.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 35 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Starts at $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Visit Ooma.com. That's OOMA.com to learn more. Ooma. Smart communications for the smarter business.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 19. Winds out of the northwest around 5 miles per hour. Snow showers likely at times tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 37. Cloudy. Cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Chance for mixed precipitation. Lows level off around 17. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, lots going on. It's, what a day, huh? And it's Anything Goes Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumah Mubarak, whatever it may be for you. Hang on just a second here, got to push a magic button and everything is good. Okay, we got a lot to talk about today too. It's just you and me for the next 3 hours, which are in some ways my favorite days. I mean, sometimes we get guests on that just blow my mind or I learn a lot from. But, you know, I've got a couple of questions for you, actually, at least for some of the electronics geeks among you. But, you know, some of the things we're going to get to today, I want to talk about depression. John Fetterman just checked himself into Walter Reed for clinical depression. I have a story about that to tell you. Also, the outrageous new way Big Pharma is trying to rip us off. I have a science question for you about powering your house with a car. I'll get to that in a second. Tyree Nichols, we're learning more about that case, and I've got a story to tell you about that, too. Also, a pharmacist, this in the second hour, we'll get into this, a pharmacist has refused to give a COVID booster. Why does anybody work at a pharmacy if they don't believe in science? But wait, there's more. How about being charged with a crime and going to prison for giving a COVID shot to somebody? Well, yeah, there's actually a state that's talking about doing that. What if the Senate is really getting behind and fine-tuning minority rule? It appears that the Republican Party is all about this. Also, we've got a geeky science. Can preventing dementia and cognitive impairment, even starting in your 60s, just be a few thousand steps away? In other words, starting the prevention. Also, has the Michigan GOP, this is the third hour of our program, has the Michigan Republican Party been taken over in a coup by the far-right so-called militia types? And what do they do about it? And armed community groups are protecting drag queens from Christian fascists. And I don't mean that as a slur. These people call themselves Christian fascists. And Ann Coulter has some choice words for Nikki Haley, telling her to go back to her own country. I believe she was born here. But anyhow, that's some of the stuff for today. Let me just start out. John Fetterman was checked into this hospital. Now, I have been looking for years, and maybe some of you who are really good with research can back me up on this. I remember this like it was yesterday, because it was such a shocking report to me. It was such an amazing report to me. This was back in the 60s or 70s, late 60s, early 1970s. I was listening to WKAR, which is the Michigan State University NPR station. And they were talking about a study that probably couldn't be done now because of ethical concerns, where they were observing chimpanzees in the wild in some country in Africa, or maybe in Southeast Asia. And they noticed that about the same percentage of chimps as humans were exhibiting the classic symptoms of clinical depression. They withdrew from their friends. They, in fact, they tended to hang out around the perimeter of the troop, the monkey tribe, or the chimpanzee tribe. They didn't sleep well. They were up half the night. They were hypervigilant, almost kind of bordering on not paranoia, but you know, just constantly noticing things that were potential threats. And so they thought, okay, we're gonna get rid of these bummer monkeys and see what happens. And so they darted, you know, it didn't kill them. They just tranquilized the half a dozen or so monkeys out of this monkey troop, chimpanzees. I realize I'm probably making the scientists among us, among you, crazy by using terms incorrectly, but you know what I'm talking about. They darted these depressed chimpanzees, pulled them out of the troop, and then, you know, said, okay, let's watch and see what happens, thinking, okay, you know, it's going to turn into Party Central because the bummer guys are gone. And what happened was within a few months, more than half of the entire monkey troop was dead. It turned out that the depressed monkeys, because they withdrew to the perimeter of the monkey group, because they were hypervigilant, because they were up half the night wide awake, they were the ones who noticed that the cheetah was or the lion or tiger was sneaking up on, or the boa constrictor was coming to kill other chimpanzees. They were the early warning sig system. Now, back in the 90s, when I wrote my books on attention deficit disorder, most well known one is called ADHD, Hunter in a Farmer's World. I hypothesized that this gene for ADD survives in our genome. There must be a reason. Right, there must be some evolutionary benefit to it, or it wouldn't be there. I mean, even horrible things, you know, cystic fibrosis actually protects against tuberculosis. It was useful back in the days when there were tuberculosis epidemics that killed people before they got to be 10 years old. Tay-Sachs disease protects against something, I forget what it is, some contagious disease. Sickle cell anemia protects against malaria. So, you know, these things that we think of as diseases actually had some benefit in our distant evolutionary past. And apparently depression does too. At least, you know, if that study had any accuracy. And common sense kind of suggests it would. So, you know, I think it's wonderful that John Fetterman is acknowledging this. I believe it's 1 in 8 Americans experiences at least one major depressive episode during their life. We need to come out of the closet about this, or out of the shadows about this, and talk about it. I think it's a good thing. And I just want to honor him and his family. His wife is speaking out about this. She said, well, John has experienced depression on and off throughout his life. His life had only became severe in recent weeks. I'm sorry, that was his chief of staff, Adam Jettison. His wife, Giselle Bartoretto Fetterman, said in an email, it's not easy to be for anyone to be open about mental health challenges, but I am so proud of him for asking for help and taking steps to get the care he needs. And, you know, and he's been living alone in D.C. without his family for a couple of weeks, and he just had, like, this major stroke. It's got to be really rough. So I just wanted to say that, you know, God bless John Fetterman. You know, we'll see, you know, how this affects him and his career. I don't think it's going to be anything close to the old Tom Eagleton thing, you know, when he was, whose running mate was he? George McGovern, as I recall? Yeah. And Tom Eagleton, it turned out, had, you know, been hospitalized twice. In fact, he had gone through electroshock therapy. And that was around the time the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest was coming out. So it kind of freaked people out. But I think we have a better understanding, and we have better drugs and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So number one. Number two, I have a question for the electronics geeks out there. We were talking, Louise and I were talking to a solar guy. A couple days ago, we're thinking of putting some solar panels on our house. The government now gives you a 30% tax credit on these things, which is huge. That's a lot of money, right? And we were thinking of putting some batteries in the garage that would, you know, power the house, because, you know, the solar power isn't enough, and particularly since we have a heat pump, although we probably wouldn't even get close enough to having enough electricity to generate heat. So we're also looking, we've got a small fireplace, we're looking about putting a pellet stove in there or something like that. But the guy said, and I thought this was fascinating, he said, you know, it was like, you know, tens of thousands of dollars for the initial installation, because you got to replace your panel, your breaker panel, and you got to do this whole song and dance with the power company. And then it was like, you know, these 10 kilowatt battery units are like, you know, $10,000 a piece or some mind-boggling amount of money. And I said, I've got an Ioniq 5. And he says, well, you've got a 100 kilowatt battery in that car. That's like, you know, you'd have to pay $30,000 for the battery system like that in your house. So just plug your car into your house. You know, there's a way to do that. And he was talking about all these fancy things and these two-way systems and all this. Well, I went online on Amazon, and I found this thing that you can plug into the part of your car where you plug it in to charge it. And on the back end of it is a little 115-volt outlet that'll give you continuous 15 amps. And, you know, if I've got 100 kilowatts in my car, that 15 amps will last a hell of a long time, as long as I'm not trying to run an electric stove or a dishwasher or a clothing, you know, washer or dryer or the heat pump. But it would keep the lights on, it would, because they're all LED lights, it would keep the computers on, it would keep the TV on, it would keep the internet on, all those things, probably for days. So here's my question, if you know the answer to this, if you're an electrician, because I'm not. I understand electronics. I was once a licensed electrical engineer. I'm a ham radio operator, but I'm not a household electrician. I don't know this stuff. If I create an extension cord that's got a male grounded 115-volt plug on both ends, I plug one end into this thing in my car, I turn off the mains to my house, so my house is disconnected from the power grid, and I plug the other end of that into an electrical outlet. It seems to me like my car would then power my house via that electrical outlet, as long as my house accumulatively is not drawing more than, you know, 15 amps, which is what the car is capable of giving, or 20 amps, which is what the breaker will handle. Now, the breaker is also a GFI breaker. And I don't know if you can run power through those things backwards. So I realize a lot of what I just said is probably gibberish to most people. But if you happen to know what I'm talking about, I would love to know your answers. I would love to know what you think. The final story I wanted to tell you, actually, I'll tell you on the other side of the break, and then I'll get into my rant for the day about Big Pharma and how they're trying to rip us off. But it has to do with Tyre Nichols and the Memphis Police Department. And what I saw when I was working, when I was doing international relief work back in the 80s down in Bogota, Colombia. And it was pretty amazing. And I'm wondering if these cops are basically doing the same thing, because it was the cops in Bogota that were doing this. I'll tell you about that after the break. I'll pick up your phone calls, too. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It is also Anything Goes Friday, so we'll be right back. Explore the mighty Columbia and Snake Rivers with American Cruise Lines. Visit the scenic landscapes of stunning Multnomah Falls and Mount St. Helens. Retrace the historic steps of explorers Lewis and Clark as you cruise the Columbia River Gorge aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax in your private balcony while the crew provides you with the highest level of personalized service, all waiting for you to experience. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from, anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. With Bambi, get access to your own dedicated HR manager starting at just $99 a month. They're available by phone, email, and real-time chat, so onboarding and terminations run smoothly. Team members reach peak performance, and your business stays compliant with changing HR regulations. And with Bambi's HR autopilot, you'll automate important HR practices like setting policies, training, and feedback. All your HR managers are based in the United States. They're experienced HR managers that support and understand the nuances across all 50-plus states. Plus, with Bambi, you can get your HR issues solved by an HR manager instead of trying to figure it out yourself and possibly putting your company at risk. You can customize HR policies to fit your business type. Bambi clients are four times less likely to have a complaint filed against them. Go to Bambi.com right now and type in Hartman with two N's at the end under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. It's spelled B-A-M-B-E-E.com. Bambi.com and type in Hartman. And welcome back. So, a couple of other quick things here that I wanted to share with you. Number one, my story from Bogota. When I was down in Bogota, Colombia, the Catholic Church had offered us some land down in Medellin, and we traveled down there and checked it out. And it turned out there'd been this slaughter of nuns down there. So we turned it down. But while I was in Bogota, I discovered that there was this part of town that had basically been abandoned by everybody. It had been taken over by young people. Homeless young people, they called them los gamines, the little animals, the little wild animals. And what I learned from a friend who lived there, whose husband was like in the city government somehow, I forget, like city council kind of thing, was that there was these hunt clubs that had formed. One of them actually had patches that they sewed on their jackets. And what these guys did is they went out at night with high-powered rifles into these neighborhoods and shot children. and then took pictures of it and had like trophies. And the big scandal that had happened around that time was that one of the police, it turned out one of these guys in one of these hunt clubs was a member of the police department in Bogota. And, I don't know if you can easily Google this or not. This was back in the 80s. It was before, you know, the internet was even really a thing. But in fact, it might have been the late 70s, 79, 80, 81. It was right around then. But now we're discovering that these five cops who murdered Tyre Nichols, one of them, at least one of them, was taking pictures of his beaten, bloody body and texting them to their buddies, just like I was hearing when I was in Bogota was being done by these hunt clubs. I mean, you know, apparently this is something that some men like to do, is, you know, hunt other people, kill other people, take the pictures and use them like trophies. And I'm just horrified. So I just had to share that story with you. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com, it's titled "The Outrageous New Way Big Pharma is Trying to Rip Us All Off." And what it's about basically is this thing called March In. And what March In means is that if a drug is developed using federal money exclusively, that drug cannot be given to the big pharma companies. Now, the whole goal of this was to make sure that the drugs would be made available to people at a reasonable price. It can, that drug, that patent for that drug, which is typically held by a university, in the case of one of these COVID drugs, it was Emory University, can only be transferred to a nonprofit organization or a small company. So what's happened is there's this whole industry of little tiny companies. Ridgeback is one of them in this case, the example that I used in this story. These little tiny companies that acquire these patents and then just turn around the next day and sell them to the giant big companies for millions and millions of dollars and get around the law this way. And in this case, it was Merck that bought this drug that costs $17.74 for a five-day course. It's a COVID drug. And they're selling them for $712 each. I mean, they're ripping us off. And we developed the drug. Now, there are members of Congress who are trying to put a stop to this. There are other members of Congress who are trying to help out Big Pharma in continuing this process. What would put a stop to it is a process called March In, which is where the government kind of marches in and says, wait a minute, you can't rip people off because we paid for this drug. And that has not been enforced. It was not enforced throughout the entire Trump administration, and the Biden administration is just now looking at it. And this is a hot topic within the Biden administration right now. So if you want more details, go over to HartmanReport.com. It's the top story. You can read it, and it might be something you will want to reach out to your members of Congress about.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So a lot on the table. Plus, it's Anything Goes Friday. If you want to talk about UFOs or whatever, you know, the Kennedy assassination, we'll pick up your calls after the break. You've heard me talk about how important it is to have a VPN to protect your online privacy. You know, I only recommend brands to my listeners that I believe in, and I can say with full confidence, having used it for almost a decade, that ExpressVPN is the best VPN on the market. First of all, ExpressVPN doesn't log your online activity. Lots of your cheaper free VPNs make money by selling your data to advertisers, but ExpressVPN doesn't. They even developed a technology trusted server that makes their VPN servers incapable of storing any data at all. Secondly, ExpressVPN now uses Lightway, a new VPN protocol they engineered to make user speeds faster than ever. Some VPNs slow your connection, but ExpressVPN is always blazing.
Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year, right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's very important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 19. Winds out of the northwest around 5 miles per hour. Snow showers likely at times tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 37. Cloudy. Cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Chance for mixed precipitation. Lows level off around 17. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever, just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. 34 minutes past the hour. I am hoping somebody out there has the solution to my question about whether I can just back power my house from my car with a $10 extension cord instead of having to have an electrician come in and completely replace the panel and all this kind of stuff. I realize it's a kludge and I realize it's off code and it's probably, well, I don't know. I don't know if it's illegal, but it's maybe it's not even a good idea. Anyhow, I'll pick up your calls here. Russ in Hickory Hills, Illinois, or Hickory Hill, excuse me. Hey, Russ, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, I have to call. I'm watching these candidates for the Republican Party. You got Nikki Haley kicking sideways and cut Social Security. Right. Pence, they want to hang him.
Right, and he just came out for ending Social Security and Medicare, too.
Right, and then you got Pence, DeSantis, stay out of it now. You're only 44. And then this is for all you people in Maryland. Hogan, I don't know if you heard this. This is quoted from him. I'll campaign for him, and I'll vote for him. That's your moderate Republican, Tom, like your Mitt Romney.
Right.
I'll back Trump to the back. And let's be frank, Tom. You go to Arizona, they got a one-seat House and one seat in the Senate. They lose them, we take it over. Arizona's Phoenix is almost gone. No, I mean Pennsylvania. Mm. We're only 3 seats in the Senate from taking the whole state back there.
Yeah.
I mean, and then what's their answer? 55 and older people in Florida. Get ready to pay $2,000-$3,000 for rent when they destroy these 55 and older places. Yep. We'll see how long they keep getting the Republican. But, Nikki, what the hell does kicking sideways mean? I mean, is this girl airhead? Oh. And Tim Scott, too, now. He's rising to the top, yeah. Mm-hmm. I got a puppet that would do better than him, Tom.
Yeah.
The guy's a clown.
I get it. I don't see, unless they go back to Mitt Romney, who did a pretty reasonable showing once and is a, I don't like his
moderate
policies, but, he's at least a relatively honorable man. A little, nutty with his religious stuff. But, as long as he doesn't want to make that into law, I don't have a problem with that. And he does respect the separation of church and state, at least to the best of my knowledge. Unless they go back to somebody like Mitt Romney, I think this party is one of two things is going to happen. Either they're going to go the way the Whigs are going to disintegrate or get taken over, by the Mitt Romneys of the world. Or the fascist element within the GOP, which is now looking like it's 60 or 70% of the entire party, is going to take over the party entirely and then take over the country. And we're going to go down the same painful road that Italy and Germany did and learn the same painful lessons. And, 10 years later, after the country is ruined and we've been through a world war, we'll put ourselves back together and say, okay, never again.
Well, you got the other idiot, Tom. You ain't even talked about Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah.
How about Boebert?
Yeah.
What did she say? And when they were talking to Twitter, how dare you kick me off? I have free speech.
Right.
Oh, but Muskie can kick the liberals off. I don't hear him complaining. Of course, and I know, Tom, come 2024, Boebert ain't going to win re-election. She can't win in a state that she's got 30,000 more people.
Yeah, I'm hearing that Andy Frisch is going to, the guy who ran against her last time and only lost by like 500 some odd votes.
500 votes.
Yeah.
And they got 150,000 to 120,000 votes. And how are you going to win, Tom, you say?
And he says he's already announced he's going to run again or at least announced that he's serious. I mean, his name is in the news. I don't know if he's made a formal announcement or filed the paperwork yet, but there's every indication that he's going to run against her again.
Well, you heard what they did with Marjorie Taylor Greene's district. It was iffy. They kicked all the Democrats out. Now she's a 25-point favor.
Yeah.
So she can stay there. And every time I see Steve Kornacki, Atlanta looks like, Georgia looks like another green, another blue county they took over.
Yeah.
I don't care where it is.
They're rigging the system. And, they've rigged the systems in Texas, Florida, and Georgia, and other states as well. not quite as egregiously as in those three states, but Republicans are rigging these systems in these states so that they'll, you know, they'll never lose elections. And a large part of that is never even covered by the media, which is the millions and millions and millions of Democratic voters that they purge from the voting rolls every single election cycle. Russ, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Carol in Manassas, Pennsylvania. Hey, Carol, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Yeah, I think you're probably the most well-informed person on TV, if not the smartest. So I would like your opinion on something. Why do you think that the Republican Party wants to put a liar, a cheat, a grifter, and a criminal back in the presidency? He was twice impeached, even. I mean, he's the most failed president I know of, and yet they want him back. And I don't understand what the Republicans see in this man and why they would ever, ever want to put him back in the White House. And I'd like your opinion on that.
Trump appeals to the basest instincts of a certain type of man and some women, to the kind of person who would like to go watch a public execution. Trump called for this 3 days ago. He said that, you know, we need to go back to public hangings and public hangings and firing squads. He appeals to men who hate women or fear women or resent women. He appeals to racists. He himself is all of those things. And he's not unwilling to say it right up front, right out loud, in ways that other Republican candidates have always relied on dog whistle to do. And which makes him a formidable force, as long as, you know, 20-30% of the American white population is that deeply embedded in that kind of violent racism.
Yeah, I don't understand that. And the other thing that I don't understand is something you just mentioned a minute ago, if you don't mind my asking. When I grew up in the 50s, I was in grammar school then, right?
Yeah, me too.
I know. And I don't understand why. When I was growing up, I never heard the word mass shooting, okay?
Yep.
I never heard of it. And what happened to this country that all of a sudden we have this just proliferation of mass shootings in a country? What is responsible for that? I don't think it's enough to say we have more guns. There has to be some underlying reason for this. Because it was unheard of when I was in school.
I don't think it's that complicated, though, Carol. I mean, when we were kids, the number of guns in circulation was about the same as it is in Canada. And Canada doesn't have a mass shooting problem either. I think that the people who are committing mass shootings, you know, generally fall into two broad categories. People who are trying to commit suicide and go out in a blaze of glory. And with easy access to a gun, they do that. And you know, that was happening back when you and I were kids, but it was pistols, and basically people weren't, you know, going to the mall and shooting 10 people. They'd kill members of their own family, you know, that kind of thing. You know, or their next door neighbor. I mean, that was not unheard of back when we were young.
It wasn't unheard
of. They didn't have AR-15.
The term mass shooting wasn't even part of our vocabulary,
The mass part of it requires a lot of bullets. And, you know, it was illegal back then to get magazines that, you know, that held, you know, 15, 20, 30, 50, 100 bullets. You didn't have guns, semi-automatic weapons that fired that many guns. I really think it's the technology. I mean, it's the same reason that we're getting lots and lots of, you know, the video that we're seeing of, you know, police beating people up. It's not like there's been a change. It's just that we know about it now because of the technology. I think it's the gun technology. I really do think it is that simple, that there's more guns.
Really?
And here's the proof of that.
I don't know.
In 1996, a guy in Tasmania, which is a little island state, you know, off the southern coast of Australia, murdered 37, as I recall, 36 or 37 people with a high-powered rifle.
Right.
The newspapers published some of the pictures of how badly mutilated the bodies were. The whole country went into shock. They, within a month or two, They had passed gun legislation outlawing these high-capacity magazines, outlawing these assault weapons, essentially, and put into place a nationwide buyback program where they bought back these guns from people at more than they were worth. And people turned in hundreds of thousands of guns. Prior to that 1996 mass shooting, Australia was having a mass shooting once or twice a year. In the following 10 years, they had one. Just one.
But why can't we do something like that here? I mean, we can't even get background checks passed, let alone get these damn guns off the street.
I think we should. But, the experience of Australia proves, in my mind, that if you just get the guns out of the way, you get... And the other thing is, half of gun deaths are suicides. And if there was a three-day waiting period to get a gun... a lot of people in that 3 days would decide not to commit suicide. Suicide is very often, about half the time, it's a spur-of-the-moment decision. So, there are some fairly simple solutions to this. It's just that as long as the weapons manufacturers continue to own the Republican Party, ain't going to happen.
Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 45 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. You and me for 3 hours. Stick around.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You can have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day with no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges.
To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I read their exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. I get one great night's sleep after another, thanks to my Cozy Earth bedding. So does Louise. These are the softest sheets you're ever going to find. I'm serious. If you can imagine silk and cotton combined and the best of, you know, best silk and best cotton, that's what they're like to us. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote. So get cozy now. Hurry, I can save you 35% on Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls, Katie in Jamul, California. Hey, Katie, what's up?
Hi, for one thing, I've got something new in my vocabulary, and that is bummer monkey.
Is what?
You said it made it. Well, you said they take the bummer monkey.
Oh, bummer
monkey.
You know,
the ones that are bummer monkey? Yeah. I love it. Can I have it?
Sure.
You're such a
Isn't
bummer
that a great
monkey.
Story? I mean,
it's absolutely, yeah.
I have been searching for it for years because I included it in one of my books, and I had to put all these disclaimers saying I couldn't find this study. But I remember hearing it on WKAR, and again, it was back in the 80s. And anyway, back to you, Katie.
So now we have a link to it because I have a sister who had a stroke and is going through, you know, what Fetterman is going through.
Oh, no.
And so I hope to put that link in there. I have a question I've been wanting to ask you. I just got back from Australia, so I can finally call you, listen. And by the way, really quickly, the gentleman who was moving to, I think, Nigeria or something like that, and he was kind of bemoaning not being able
he
to get
quite
you.
He hadn't figured out which country he was going to. Nigeria was one he was looking at, and Ghana.
I cannot say enough for us, those of us who are expats or semi like I am, is for Patreon. And that's it. I'm plugging Patreon, and now I will move on. But I listen every day in Australia to all of my friends. But anyway, that would be your
group. Oh, yeah. In other words, a lot of shows show up on that site. I get it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's how I stream you through that. But listen, what I want to ask is a really simple but profound and deeply disturbing question for me. I have two kind of aging millennial children in Australia, but that doesn't matter, who are looking at their biological clocks and doing, I think, what AOC was doing. I see no reason for anyone with the means to control the reproduction to have children. And my mother, who was born in 1913, told her three daughters, and she was a student of, well, she was a social worker, and Paul Ehrlich and Rachel Carson were her go-to people, but she was a phenomenal reader, and she said, this is not going to go well. I work with people. I know people. This is not going to go well. Please don't, and I was the one that did. And I want to know, straight out, and you have two grandchildren, what reason in the world is there for anyone, again, who can control whether they have children or not, to have children? period. That's just give me your take on that.
First of all, my two grandchildren are adopted, which I'm very proud of.
I know that.
I'm proud of my daughter.
I do know that.
For that. And I encourage people to adopt children. There's so many children who are needed adoption. But I would add that I think it's just a human instinct. I mean, you know, I look at my own children and I see so much of myself and I see so much of my parents. You know, I think it's just a human instinct to have that little bit of mortality.
And my sisters did not. But logically, my mother was right. Logically, I'm looking at my kids and going, you know, and they're in their mid like 30s, and I'm going, oh my God, you know, this is not going well. I don't want grandchildren. Give me puppies. And so I understand that part. Why would you tell someone that's go ahead and have a child in this world, one of your, you know, children that hasn't reproduced?
Well, I wouldn't tell them not to, at least my own children, because I wouldn't want them to think if they had children that I disapproved. But I would tell the public, and I've written about this in Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, that overpopulation is a crisis. But I don't think the solution to overpopulation is to shame women or families into not having children. I think the solution is to empower women and give them a choice. Because what we find is that when women have equal political and economic
education
power with men, then reproduction rates drop below 2. So population slowly declines.
I know that, but it's not a question of shame. It's a question of logic. And believe me, my mother embraced my grandchildren. I mean, my grandchildren, right? My children, they were the love of her life. But she still thought that I had made a bad decision. It's not personal. Mm-hmm. It's not my children. They adored their granny. Yeah. And it's just that I'm sitting, of course, it doesn't matter what I say because I don't intrude that much. My kids know that I feel just like their granny felt about reproduction. So they do know how I feel.
Yeah.
But it's not a shame thing. It's just a logic. And when you take what we're in now and you expand it out 40 years, well, 10 years, 20 years, do you want someone you love dearly, your grandchildren, to live in this world?
Yeah, that's another tough question because, you know, I can imagine apocalyptic scenarios 40, 50, 60, 70 years down the road. I mean, my grandchildren will probably be alive 70 years from now, you know. I mean, and it's going to be a very different world. I know that. On the other hand, I also know that the human species is extraordinarily adaptable. I mean, we've adapted to every climate on Earth, every microclimate on Earth. You'll find people. Where you won't find other species. You know, they tend to be very climate specific. So, you know, I don't, unless we have something like the Permian mass extinction, which could happen if the, you know, if all the clath rates go. I mean, that was the video that Leo DiCaprio and I did that you can find on YouTube. But that's the most extreme situation. Unless we hit something like that, you know, it's going to get tough. But I think humanity is going to soldier through and you know, we're going to need the equivalent of kind of founding fathers, as you know, for a new era.
Some say, and I've heard this since I was in college, and I'm about your age, that humans are overly adaptable.
Yeah. Overly, I suppose, is a judgment call, but we're hyper adaptable. I'll leave it at that. Katie, I got to run. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574.
Let's face it.
Life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.